वंदेहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, text number 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 17th of January, 1974, in Hawaii.
Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam.
Arakshamanakstriya urvibalan
Arakshamanakstriya urvibalan
Shochasyato purushadayarivatan
Shochasyato purushadayarivatan
Vacham Devim Brahma Kule Kukarman
Vacham Devim Brahma Kule Kukarman
Yabrahmanye Raja Kule Kulagriyan
Abrahmanye Raja Kule Kulagriyan
Braha
Rakshmana
Unprotected
Striyaha
Striyaha
Women
Urvi
on the earth
Balan,
children,
Shochasi,
you are feeling compassion.
Ato,
as such,
Purushadai,
by men,
Eva,
like that.
Purushadai by men. Purushadai means that, because you can't even. You can have a notebook whenever there is some discrepancy, not to be next. Purushadi means by the cannibal. Rakkas.
Eva, like that.
Arthan,
those who are unhappy.
Vacham,
vocabulary.
Divim,
the goddess.
Brahma
Kule,
in
the family of the Brahmana.
Kukarmani,
acts against the principles of religion.
Abrahmanye,
persons against the Brahminical culture.
Raja
Kule,
in the administrative family.
Kulagriyan,
most of all the families.
Translation: are you feeling compunction for the unhappy women and children who are left forlorn by unscrupulous persons? Or are you unhappy because the goddess of learning is being handled by brahmanas addicted to acts against the principles of religion? Or are you sorry to see that the brahmanas have taken shelter of administrative families that do not respect Brahminical culture?
In the last verse, another question was, Vishali, Vishali Pukshamana. All these questions are being asked by Dharmaraj to the unprotected cow. Cow is the representative of earth. There is one question, Atmanangma Vishali Pukshamana. The cow is being questioned whether you are afraid of the meat eaters who want to eat you. Brishali. What is the meaning of brishali? Unlawful meat eaters. Unlawful meat eaters. Just like at the modern age, everyone is unlawful meat eaters. There is a certain class of men, always, who are meat eaters, not the higher class. The society is divided into four classes. The first class, namely the Brahminical class, second class, the Kshatriya, less important, the third class, the Mercantile, less important, and the fourth class, less important, and below the fourth class, they are not counted among human beings. This is the Vedic division. So, the first class means the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, second class and third class, Vaishyas. They did not eat meat. Among the fourth class, fifth class men, they used to eat meat. Fifth class means Chandala, Panchama. Fifth class. Chandala, they eat pigs and dogs, dog eaters, pig eaters. Just like even at the present moment, there are different classes of men, and pig eaters or dog eaters, and at least dog eaters, that is not very much common. But more or less everyone is meat eater. And when they begin to eat meat, they do not care whether it is pig's flesh or dog's place or cow's place. So, generally, the higher class Aryans, they did not eat meat. And the lower class, those who were eating meat, they were also checked by regulation. So, one who was eating meat without any check, they are mentioned here as unlawful meat eaters. Bisalai, unlawful meat eaters. Then what kind of lawful meat eaters? The question will be. The lawful meat eaters mean as enjoined by the Shastra. Because meat eating is not required. Not at all required. In the Shastra it is said, Loki babayami samadda seva nityasya jantu nahi tatra chodana. In the Shastras, there is a commendation that you can eat meat under certain condition. You can drink under certain condition. You can marry sex life under certain condition. Loki babaya amisa madda seva. Babaya means sex. And amisa means meat eating. And madda seva, drinking, intoxication. So, Shastra says that everyone, every living entity has got a general tendency for these things. Sex life, meat eating, and drinking. Then, where is the need of Shastric injunction? That Shastric injunction is there not to encourage them, but to restrict them. The human life, pravittireshan bhutanam nidvittesu mahapala. You have got a tendency for sex life. Take for example. This is your tendency. But if you can check it, that is your success. Not that because you have got tendency, you have to increase it. That is not human civilization. Human civilization means we have got so many animal propensities and if we can control them, that is advancement of human civilization. Just try to understand. Not that because I have got this tendency, let me increase it without any restriction. That is not human civilization. Human civilization, that is the distinction between animal and human being. Tapasa, brahmacharyena, jnanena. The first beginning of human life, the first beginning of human life is brahmachari. Brahmachari. Brahmachari means to learn how to restrict himself from sense gratification. That is brahmachari life. Student life. Nowadays, in every college, university, the students are allowed to mix, intermingle both sex, what is called co-education. And this is not the process of human civilization. Therefore, at the present moment, where the population is so much degraded, there is no restriction. That is the difference between animal life and human life. In human life is meant for restriction. The more you restrict your material sense gratification, the more you are advanced. This is the standard. Not that because I have got the tendency to act like this, let me do it unrestrictedly. That is not human civilization. That is cats and dogs civilization. Human civilization means tapasya, austerity. Tapo dibbanga putra kajena suddheta satya. Satya, we have to purify our existence. That is the aim of human life. We have to purify our existence. What is the impurification of existence? The impurification of existence is this birth, death, old age and disease. janma mrityu jarabhyadhi dukkha dushanu darshanam. Everyone is inclined to leave, but nature will not allow you to leave. Nobody likes to die, but nature will force you to become dead. Nobody wants to become old man, but nature will force you to become old man. And nobody wants to suffer from diseases, but nature will force you to suffer from diseases. These are the problems. But the rascal civilization, they do not know what is the real problem. They are dealing with petrol problem. They see, petrol problem, you have created another problem. Already there is problem. You have created by so-called civilization petrol problem. Before these motor cars, the people were living very happily. They were transporting, but there was no such civilization that for your earning livelihood, you have to go 100 miles away from your home to work there. Therefore, you require vehicle, then you require petrol, then you require some nice road, so many things will be. But formerly, it was village, they will take it, this is primitive. But remaining primitive, you are more happy than becoming so-called civilized, creating so many problems. You have already problems. But people are so rascal, so blind, they do not see to the real problem. They artificially create problem and try to solve it. Instead of touching the real problem, that is set aside. The Bhagavad Gita says that problem, one should be very vigilant to the problem. And what is that problem? Krishna says, janma mrityu jarabhyadhi dukkha dushanu darshanam. They do not know what is the real problem. Real problem is repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. This is real problem. Whole Vedic civilization is meant for stopping these problems. Janma mrityu jarabhyadhi. Then whole Bhagavad Gita is taught. You are reading Bhagavad Gita. You just try to understand what is the real problem. The real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. Therefore, Krishna says that janma karma mi dibbam ju janati tattata takta dehang punar janma naiti mameti kuntiya. This is solution. Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, janma karma mi dibbam. This is my appearance on this material world. How God appears. Ajopi san abhyatma. Nobody takes birth. Even we do not take birth. We simply change body. So, what to speak of God? God and we are qualitatively one. Nitya, nityanam, chetanas, chetananam. But He is the chief living entity. Just like you have got your chief American, means the president of your country. Similarly, everywhere must be there one chief man. Just like in the society, our Krishna consciousness, society, you accept me as the chief. So you have to accept one chief. Either you are a political party or social party or religious party or communist party, just like communist party, they have got their chief man. Lenin, Stalin. This question I asked Professor Kotovsky. I asked him that where is the difference of philosophy between your communist philosophy and our Krishna consciousness philosophy. You have to accept one chief man, that Lenin or Stalin, and we have also selected one chief man or God, Krishna. So you are following the dictates of Lenin or Stalin or Molotov or this or that. We are following the philosophy or the instruction of Krishna. So, on principle, where is the difference? There is no difference. So, the professor could not answer that. you cannot conduct your daily affairs without being dictated by somebody else. That is to be accepted. So, that is the law of nature. So, nitya nityanam chetanas chetanam, why don't you accept the supreme authority, the subordinate authority? We have to accept somebody as our leader. It is not possible that we can live without leadership. That is not possible. Is there any party, is there any school, or is there any institution that they are conducting without any a chief leader or director? Can you show me any instance throughout the whole world? Is there any instance? No. Just like from our camp, somebody has left, but he has accepted Gaurisundar or Siddhasarad Maharaj as chief. The principle is there, that you have to accept one chief. But intelligence is that what kind of leadership we shall accept. That is knowledge. We have to accept the servitorship or underhand, to become underhand of some person. So, the intelligence is that whom we have to accept, that there lies the intelligence. What kind of leader we shall accept? So, our principle is that Krishna should be accepted as the leader. Because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, matta paratanang nanat kinchi jasti dhananjaya. Krishna is the supreme leader. Eko bhunitya nityanam chetanas chetananam eko ju bhunam vidadat. Leader means he must, just like father. Father is the leader of the family. And why father is the leader? Because he earns, he maintains the children, wife, servant, and establishment. Therefore, naturally, he is accepted the leader of the family. Similarly, we accept the President Nixon as the leader of your country because in dangerous time he gives direction, in peace time he gives direction, he is always busy, how to make you happy, how to make without any care, anxiety. This is duty of the President, otherwise why you select one President? Any man can live without any President. But no, it is required. So similarly, the Veda says, nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam. There are two sets of living entities. One, both of them are nitya. Nitya means eternal. And chetana means living entity. So nitya nityanam chetanas chetananam. This is the description of God. The God is also a living entity like you and me. He is also a living entity. Just like you see Krishna. What is the difference between Krishna? He has got two hands, you have got two hands. He has got one head, you have got one head. He has got two legs, you have got two legs. You can also keep some cows and play with them, Krishna also. But the difference is there. What is the difference? Eko jo bahunam vidadhati kama. That one Krishna, although he is similar in so many ways with you, similarity, but one difference is that he is maintaining every one of us. And we are being maintained. He is a leader. If Krishna does not supply you foodstuff, you cannot have any foodstuff. If Krishna does not supply you petrol, then you cannot drive your car. See, eko bhunam ja vidudhatya. Whatever necessities of life we have got, we require so many things. That is supplied by Eka, that one living entity. That is the difference. We cannot maintain even a small family. Our capacity is so limited. At the present moment especially, in this age, a man does not like to marry because he is unable to maintain even a family, wife and children. He cannot maintain even a family consisting of four or five living entities. But God is the whole family. Eko jo bhunam vidadhati. He is supplying food to the elephants. We are so much advanced in civilization that because we cannot take care of a child, therefore we are killing child even within the womb of mother. Abortion. We are so unfit. But God, you see, He is feeding millions of elephants in the Africa. Not only elephants, there are so many. Out of 8,400,000 species of life, there are 8 million species of life non-human, the majority. Birds, beasts, reptiles, trees, and so many other living entities. But they have no business, they have no occupation, profession to maintain themselves. So who is maintaining them? Who is it? Eko jo bahunam vidudhati kama. Even your room, there is a little hole, sometimes you'll find thousands of ants coming out. Have you not this experience? And who is feeding them? Who is supplying them food? They are living within that hole, millions and hundreds and thousands of ants, but they are also eating. They are also sleeping. They have got their wife. They have got their children. But who is supplying food? So, in this way, if you analyze that everything is being maintained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is real understanding of Krishna consciousness. How Krishna is great or God is great. So, that is a real civilization of life, to understand, to appreciate the greatness of God. That is real civilization. So, there is a process how to appreciate, how to become qualified to appreciate. That system is called Varnasrama Dharma, to divide the whole human society into four classes of men, the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, and those who are not regulated, they are Panchamas below the Shudras. So, our subject matter was unlawful meat eaters. So even the Shudras who are meat eaters, they are lawful meat eaters. What is the lawful meat eating? Lawful meat eating is, in any religion, formally, even the Mohammedans or Hindus or the Jews, they used to kill one animal as sacrifice. They used to kill, not in the slaughterhouse, even up to death. Those are the strictly religious followers. Suppose the Mohammedans, there in the Quran, the injunction is that you should sacrifice one animal in the mosque. The Jews also, they sacrifice animal at the synagogue. I have read one book, Lord Jesus Christ, when he was a young boy, he was very much shocked when he saw that animal killing is going on in the synagogue. Therefore, he differentiated from the Jews and he started his own religion, Christian religion. Is it not a fact? Am I right? Why he was also a Jew? Why he deviated? Why he deviated from the Jews? Because when he saw in his young age that animals are being killed in the synagogue, he differed. No, this is horrible. This is the song. Therefore, his first commandment is, thou shall not kill. Am I wrong or right? That was his first impression, that people should stop killing. Who is Christian? Everyone is violating this first commandment. What to speak of other commandments? Everyone. So it is very difficult to find a real Christian. But if you violate the commandments of Christ, then what kind of Christian you are? This is our question. We'll answer this. So, this is the problem. The animal killing is not within the category of human civilization. When a man becomes civilized, he knows how to produce food. He can till the ground. He can produce food grains. He can produce fruits and flowers and so many things. Even in the animal kingdom, there are different kinds of animals. They do not touch meat eating. They do not touch. Every animal has to live by destroying or killing another animal. That is nature's law. Jiva jiva sa jivanam. Either you eat vegetable or you eat meat, it doesn't matter. Vegetable has also got life. But there is allotment. Just like the cows or other animals, they do not eat meat. They live on grass. Grass has got life, but because they eat grass like, therefore they will eat meat. No, the allotment. Similarly, human being should be also, there is allotment. For human being, God has given us the food grains, the fruits, and patram pushpam phalam toyam jumi bhakta prajacchati. In the Bhagavad Gita I find, Krishna is saying that anyone who is supplying me, this patram pushpam, patram means leaf, vegetable, and pushpam means flowers. Patram pushpam phalam, fruits, toyam, and milk. So why? He is speaking in the human society. He is not speaking in the animal society. Therefore, it is already described what kind of foodstuff we shall take. The patram pushpam phalam, this is our Krishna consciousness movement. We offer to Krishna the patram pushpam, flowers, vegetables, grains, milk products, and we take prasadam. This is our movement. So, here it is said that purusadoi ivartya. So, not only eating meat, but there are cannibals also. I've heard that in Africa still there are cannibals. Not only Africa, in other parts of the world, they also sacrifice a human being. I think in America also, formerly the Red Indians used to kill a human being. Mexico. So anyway, they are called cannibals, and in Sanskrit it is called purushadi. Purushadi. Purushadi means the cannibals, the man-eaters. Still there are. So here it is said, arakshamana sriya urvi bala suchastayo purushadi rivartam. So purushadi means unscrupulous men also can be drawn, but purushadi means the man-eater. So suppose in this Hawaii city, Honolulu city, you understand that some cannibals have come there taking away human being for eating. Then what is your concern immediately? Immediately concern will be, if you are actually responsible, then the immediate concern will be Sriya Urbi Bala, to give protection to the weaker section of the population, namely the women and the children. So, in other words, it is our first duty to give protection to the women, the weaker section, the women and children. So, Dharmaraj is asking Mother Earth whether you are concerned because you are not at the present moment very much strong or very much able to give protection to the women and the children. This is Vedic civilization. To give protection to the women, to the children, to the brahmana, to the cow, and to the old man. First duty. First duty is to give protection to the old man, woman, children, cow, and brahmana. That is the question in the next part. Brahma kule kukarma, kukarmani abrahmane rajakule. Brahma kule, the Brahman should be protected. But if there are, in the Brahman family, who are addicted to these sinful activities, that is also becomes a concern. And similarly, if the royal family or the ruling class of men, they do not respect the Brahminical culture, that is also a subject matter of concern. So in the Vedic civilization, there was no such problem as petrol problem or food problem. No. The problem was whether the civilization was going nicely, whether the human civilization is making progress towards the ultimate goal of life, not to bother with the temporary problems. Temporary problems has been described in the Bhagavad Gita. Tāṅ tithikkasya bhārat, mātrāspar sāstu kaunteya, mātrāspar sāstu kaunteya, sītasna subhudukkada, āgamapāyana anitya, tāṅ tithikkasya bhārat. Anything except this problem, there are problems always. This is a world of problems. So, just like this summer season, that is also a problem. The winter season, that is also a problem. So many people come here in Hawaii because they cannot tolerate too much severe cold in the mainland. They come here. And again, When we come here, when it is too much hot, warm, then we require fan, we require refrigerator, we require shower. So problem is there. So Krishna is saying, my dear Arjuna, problems there will be. This is material world. You cannot avoid problems. But you should tackle with the main problem, not the insignificant or temporary problem. That is the instruction of Bhagavad. The main problem is Janma Mrityujara Vyadhi. That is main problem. So our cultivation of knowledge, advancement of civilization, should be on the basis of solving the main problem, Janma Mrityujara Vyadhi, not the temporary problem. For the temporary problems, it is advised that the temporary problems, they come and go. Just like nowadays, there is the petrol problem. Petrol is there. But because the Arabians are restricting supply, it has become a problem. So they, as soon as there will be some peace agreement between the Arabians and others, this problem will be solved. Now, take for example. A best example is given in the Bhagavad Gita, Shitoshna Sukadukhula. You can solve your petrol problem, but you can never solve the problem of winter and summer. That will come and go. So, it is not that winter will remain for good, or the summer will remain for good. Ago paina anitta, they will come and go. So don't be bothered about that. And if you feel botheration, just try to suffer or tolerate. That is not your real problem. Real problem is how to stop the birth, death, old age and disease, and that is Vedic civilization. And that is depending on the Brahmanical culture. So, here, the king's duty is to see that everyone is following the Brahmanical culture. The Brahman is executing his occupational duties nicely. The Kshatriyas are doing nicely in their occupational duties. Similarly, Vaishyas, Shudras, that is the duty of the government, that everything is going on nicely. Otherwise, it will be a great concern. People will be always filled up with anxieties. There will be so many troubles and problems. We cannot solve them. And it is very difficult to solve in this age of Kali. Therefore, Shastra has given us injunction that Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Gaturandatha. Because we are so weak in this age, and there are so many problems, it is very, very difficult to make a solution. Therefore, Shastra says that you simply take to the chanting of the holy name of God. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Gaturandatha. In this age, there is no other way that you will feel when you take to chanting without any offense. Very simple thing. You haven't got to spend any money for this chanting. Neither we are chanting, we are simply distributing this knowledge. Then chant Hare Krishna mantra, all problems will be solved. Thank you very much.
Any questions?
Any questions? When Lord Jesus Christ was talking to his disciple John, he mentioned John, he says, well, what should I do? He says, the first great commandment is, it's to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself, as thyself. When he's talking about the neighbor, isn't that true that all of the entities is named neighbor?
Yes, certainly. Neighbor means we live with animals, we live with trees, we live with a human being, so many. All of them are neighbors. Just like in the modern sense, national. What is the definition of nationality? A living entity who is born in that country, he is called national, is it not? So, why you are killing cows? Are they not national? So, the human law is imperfect, always. There is partiality, always. But in God's law, there is no such thing, partiality. Therefore, Christ says that you shall love your neighbor.
All living entities.
Yeah. Yes, all living entities. We are taking, according to Vedic civilization, devarsi bhutaptu nirang pitrina. We are indebted, we are obliged to the devas, the demigods, just like we are indebted to the sun. Sun, you require so much heat and light, and the sun is supplying you profuse heat and light. Are you not indebted? Do you think or not that we are indebted to the sun?
Yes.
Are you agreeing or not?
Well, I guess
you think. Yes, you must. If you cannot pay your electric bill, 1 month your electricity will be immediately cut off. And you are getting so much light from the sun and you do not pay the bill, then you are becoming indebted. You have to pay it. If you don't pay, then you will be punished. So we do not know that. Devarshi bhuta, aptya. We are taking so much milk from the cows and you are killing instead of giving them protection. So in this way, we are simply committing sinful life. How you can expect to become happy? So the only means is to take to Krishna consciousness. Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekam saraṇaṁ vraja aham tvā sarva pāpa. Because you are habituated to commit sinful life only. So if you want to be saved, then you take to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, you have to be punished in this life or next life. And you do not know what is your next life. Because you are all ignorant. But there is next life. Tathāte yahantara prāpti dhīra sattanamayati. But if you are most sinful, then you are going to become abominable living creatures. Adhogacchanti tamasa. You go down. And if you become pious, then you are promoted. But our program is not to become pious, not to become sinful, to become Krishna conscious. That will save us.
Prabhupada, Jesus had a relationship with Krishna, God, as his father.
Yes, Jesus says, I am son of God, and Krishna is God, that's all.
Is there a spiritual planet where Krishna plays a part of one's father?
Huh?
Is there a spiritual planet where Krishna...
Krishna is already father for everyone, either in spiritual or material. Father is father. Does it mean if your father goes somewhere and the relationship changes, you become father and he becomes son? He is always father. Either in this apartment or that apartment. So, spiritual, material world may define atmosphere only. The father is always father. And son is always son.
I have a question about the living entity, the spirit soul. If the living entity is in the area of the heart, in the heart, or in the lotus of the heart.
What is that? I could not follow.
If the living entity, the spirit soul is in the heart, in the area of the heart, or in the lotus of the heart. How is the living entity or the spirit soul situated?
So why are you anxious to know so particular? He is in the heart, that's all right. Are you a medical man?
No.
Then why you are anxious about this detail? What do you gain by that? In this shastra it is said, Ishara sarva bhutana viddesha arjuna tishtati. In the heart, the supreme person is also there, and the living entity is also there. So much knowledge is sufficient. Still you cannot find out. We are not so much anxious to know whether in western side of the heart or eastern side of the heart. We do not waste time in that. He is in the heart, that's all.
Any more question? What will happen to the souls who have not become Krishna consciousness at the end of Kali Yuga?
Huh?
What does Krishna do?
He'll suffer. He'll suffer. Anyone who does not, Krishna consciousness means God consciousness. The human life is meant for realizing God. So, every religious system is meant for giving education about God. That is the system. Either you take Christian religion or Hindu religion or Muslim religion, the idea is to understand God. So therefore, any religion you take, it doesn't matter. If you understand what is God, and if you know what is your relationship with God, then you are perfect. That is not our life, to become an imposter. You must be a real person. By training, under the teaching of a bona fide spiritual master, the Shastra, then he'll automatically, the more you become a sincere, servitor of the spiritual master, the more you become qualified to become a teacher in the future. Otherwise, what is your qualification? You may cheat others that you are teacher, but you are not actually teacher. You have no lesson, no education. Cheating is another thing. But practically, to become a teacher, just like in a school, a teacher is appointed when the certificate is there that he has passed the AMA examination and he has undergone the training, BT, bachelor of training. Then he is appointed. Yes, he can be a teacher. There is a bogus man and he can be, he cannot be accepted teacher. So that is going on. All bogus men, they are becoming teacher. Therefore the world condition is so degraded. A cheater is taking the place of teacher. Therefore the whole world is degraded.
If we have a desire to keep these promises, we have a hard time doing it.
As soon as you fail to keep your promise, you have fallen. You have to rectify yourself. Immediately you have fallen. Sāt-sa-vidhi-mastrija-vartati-kāma-kāra. No siddhīng. At least you will never get perfection if you fall down. You can cheat others that I am in dress of a devotee. So I am. But what is your character? What is your actual value? That has to be judged. That is called Kalpana Bhai teacher. All right, chant. Any question?
Is exterior clothing important? Is exterior identification important?
Yes, important. Just like officially, a policeman must dress, but a policeman sometimes in ordinary cloth also does his duty. But that is special case. But external dress is also required. By in the dress of a police, if he is a thief, that is very dangerous.